From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. A group of 37 Georgia Farm Bureau members and staff visited Washington, D.C. earlier this month to meet with members of the Georgia Congressional Delegation and hear updates from American Farm Bureau Federation staff. In congressional visits, GFB members shared the organization's policy stances on the Endangered Species Act, avian influenza, and poultry health regulations, access to pesticides, and the needs they hope can be addressed in the new Farm Bill. The American Farm Bureau applauds a new EPA study that shows U.S. agriculture represents just under 10% of total U.S. greenhouse gas emissions when compared to other economic sectors. Agriculture.com reports overall U.S. emissions increased 1.3% from 2021 to 22, but agriculture emissions dropped 1.8%, the largest of any sector. The 10% of total U.S. emissions puts agriculture behind transportation at 28%, electric power at 25%, and industrial sector 23%. The American Farm Bureau is urging USDA to reverse its decision to cancel livestock and crop surveys that are crucial to the success of American farmers and ranchers. The National Ag Statistics Service recently announced it would no longer provide a July cattle inventory survey or county-level estimates for crop and livestock. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says eliminating the mid-year report will put the market in the dark.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.